WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
All right, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull here on WCDO tonight, the opening round of sectionals. It's hard to believe it. You know, the winter is always so long, but here we are. We've made it through the gauntlet of the season, through the regular games, the league games, of course, all the league championships we had over last weekend where we did six games in 3 days, and now into the sectional tournament. So now it's win or go home. So it's a fun time of year, that's for sure. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here for tonight's game. Butler features the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Well, I'm live at Gilbertsville Mount Upton tonight as the GMU Raiders will be taking on the combined Gilboa-Conesville-Roxbury team here tonight. So GCR from the Delaware League and GMU here from the Tri-Valley. So we're set for a good one between these two teams. And we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back, get you set for this matchup in the opening round of sectionals in the Class D bracket here on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on ButlerAutoSales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, ButlerAutoSales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales, with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, my timing is not great here as we're going to pause for the national anthem. They were doing some other activities here, doing the announcements and doing some cheerleading stuff, but we're going to pause for the national anthem now. We'll be back on WCDO.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. National anthem in the books, and we are set as the starting lineups are being announced right now. Opening round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. 8 seed GMU hosting 9 seed Gilboa Roxbury. Let's get you the starting lineups first here for visiting Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury. They call themselves GCR. They start with senior number 2, Jordan Johnson. A sophomore number 30, Garrison Ross. A junior number 32, Blake Albano. A senior number 33, John DeWitt. And a sophomore number 35, Cody Caravino. On the other side for the Raiders, the home team here tonight with head coach Buddy French. I should say that GCR is coached by Andy Dumas as well. They will start with the senior number 3, Noah Payne. A sophomore number 4, Peyton Banky. A junior number 12, Kyle Kewen, a junior number 14, Jeffrey Barnes, and a freshman number 20, Darren Ruiz. GMU's in the home whites with the royal blue and the gold trim. Says Raiders in royal blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. GCR, when they combine schools for sports, they've gone with the black uniform with the gold trim. Of course, Roxbury is kind of that black and orange, and Gilboa, Conesville is kind of that purple and gold, so a little bit of everything in these uniforms here for GCR. It says GCR in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. I will be joined shortly by Greg Bonskowski. He is not only my broadcast partner for these games, he's also the athletic director here at GMU. He just announced the starting lineups, and he said he's got to run the shot clock for a few minutes, and then he'll be up to join me. So we'll have Coach Bonds with us momentarily. So we're going to get underway, and we are underway now between GCR and GMU, and GCR's got it going left to right on your radio dial. And they go to Cody Caravino. He's tough in the paint, averaging into double figures around 12 a game. He misses his opening shot, and GMU's got a rebound back down the right side of the floor as GMU goes right to left. Again, opening round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. Winner will go to take on number 1 seed Edmiston later in the week. GMU back to the top of the arc. They'll try to go to Noah Payne. I'm sure GCR is going to be watching him, averaging right around 21 a game here for the Raiders. On the baseline, Noah Payne is fouled right around the left low block as he tried to scoot along that baseline. Early foul here is going to be on Cody Caravino, I believe. Didn't get a clear signal on. Yeah, it's going to be on Caravino, his first. That's a tough opening call just 40 seconds into this game. Just bad luck there for GCR. A long trip coming from the Gilboa and Roxbury area. About an hour and a half to get here to GMU, so we'll see if they can shake off the bus legs. GMU with the basketball going right to left. Thanks again for joining us earlier on our little bit of an abbreviated Butler Auto pregame show. Ruiz for a straightaway three, and that's off the side of the rim. And no good. Looks like Coach Bonds is going to be joining me here momentarily. And down the floor here for GCR. Ross to the inside. And a turnaround shot for GCR. Albano off the back of the rim. He's got it back. And a second chance opportunity. Coach Bonds is joining us. How you doing, Coach?
Pretty good. I'm hustling up from doing the announcements, but we're off to a good start here.
A jack of all trades. I like it. I said, of course I still want to have you, even if you have to join me midway. This is great. So we're underway. GMU's got the ball. Scoreless, 6:35 to go first quarter. We're here in the balcony at GMU. You got to love it. Payne on the baseline again. Dumps one off inside for Ruiz. Up off the glass, no. Rebound, Caravino. Both teams a little cold to start here, Coach.
Yeah, I think, you know, a sectional game, got a little bit bigger crowd. You know, there's a little bit of jitters here early, but hopefully both teams settle in.
GCR on the right baseline. Right low block, I should say. Up and under here for Jordan Johnson. Missed it. Caravino with the rebound and the putback, and he's got it.
I think that could be a big factor in the game, as GCR has the height advantage here, so how do they do on their second chance points?
Noah Payne to the right side. Wants to try to take it to the interior. Tried to shovel it off into the paint. Nobody home. And GCR with a steal. And they'll bring it down the floor. The 8 versus 9 seed here. The only opening round game in what is a kind of smaller Class D bracket than we're used to. GMU with the ball. Only nine teams in the bracket this year. GCR with the ball, I should say. Here's Caravino with a little baseline drive. Missed it. Ripped down by Albano on the rebound. We got a jump ball. And the arrow is going back to GMU. So 5.5 to go in the first. Only a 2-0 game here so far for Gilboa Roxbury.
And Gilboa Conesville Roxbury showing a little bit of full court pressure here. Looks like man-to-man early.
GMU's got it in the backcourt. And they'll look to walk it up the floor here with Coda Stockdale. Stockdale across the midcourt timeline up near that Raiders logo. The Eagle at midcourt. Banky will go far side for Ruiz. They find Barnes. Now back to Banky on the left side. Shot clock coming up at 15. Bounce pass. They find Stockdale for a straightaway three, and he's got it. Talented young player there. The freshman, Coda Stockdale, gets him on the board.
Yeah, nice execution there by the Raiders. They were patient, ran through their play, got to the second option, and Coda was able to knock that down.
Make it 3-2 with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. Caravino on the baseline, and he pulls up and hits. And that's that length of Caravino. He's able to elevate like that.
Yeah, if he gets his jump shot going, he could be very difficult to defend.
Caravino standing about 6'4", tall, lanky, and plays more like a guard. And here's a turnover by GMU down deep in the paint, and GCR is going to get it back with 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. GCR on top of GMU, 4-3. And Gilboa Conesville Roxbury back down the floor left side. This is maybe the most aggressive I've even seen Caravino play this year, and the three or four times I've gotten to see GCR. He looks fired up here tonight. Shot on the interior, missed by GCR. We got a foul underneath, it looks like, with 4.5 to go in the first.
Yeah, I think that's going to be on Jeffrey Barnes. I think that'll be his first, team's first.
Thanks for joining us tonight as well. WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and our game audio archive brought to you here tonight by SFCU. Inbounds play to Garrison Ross. He misses the layup. And a rebound for Noah Payne. Shot out of a cannon down the left side of the floor in front of the benches as GMU goes right to left. Banky, left side three. The pass here from Payne won't go. Barnes with a rebound. His putback's off the mark. And a rebound for GCR. Boy, they're looking to run. Albano trying to go coast to coast. And we got a charge as Noah Payne set his feet in the paint and gets the job done there.
That's the hardest call in all of basketball. You could ask 10 people, 5 would say it was a charge, 5 would say it was a block.
Boy, there was a lot of moving pieces there, too. But they find a way to get it done. And Payne sacrificed the body on that one. Cross midcourt here for Banky. He's going to find Noah Payne, who's still scoreless, averaging right around 21 a game. Now back up to Stockdale, top of the arc. With 3:50 to go here in this first quarter. A close one as anticipated. Payne's going to get it. A loose ball, runs into a three and hits. And he can be dangerous like that.
The Raiders fortunate here. That was a loose ball that turned into a three-point shot.
GMU 6 and GCR 4 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter here from GMU. Here's Caravino in the paint. The floater is good, and I don't know how you defend that if you're GMU right now.
No, and I like what you said before a minute ago. He looks very motivated tonight on the offensive end.
We saw him right around Christmas time. We did one of their games over at the Pat Grasso tournament. He was much, I don't want to use the word timid, I guess, but he was much more composed and kind of not a fiery guy. Tonight he looks like he's fired up. 3:10 to go here in this first quarter. It's 6-6. And now GCR is going to get a steal. They popped it out of the hands there of Noah Payne. And DeWitt will bring it back down the floor to the trusty point guard, Jordan Johnston. And he'll bring it back out. And Johnston got his pocket picked right at midcourt by Stockdale. Stockdale for GMU, taking it to the inside. It's partially blocked there by Caravino. Ball off his hands, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Raiders. And what a good crowd here tonight, Coach. This is the most alive I've seen the gym here this year when I've been able to stop down.
Yeah, there seems to be a good crowd, and students are here supporting their classmates, so it's nice to see here at GMU.
Banky to the left side, finds Stockdale, now to Payne. Tied 6-6 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Payne with a right side three. That's too strong. And a rebound tracked down here by Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. And they had to throw it off of the side of Banky's leg. It's going to stay with GCR.
Yeah, smart basketball play there by GCR. He was going to fall out of bounds. So instead of falling out of bounds and turning it back over, he just threw it off the GMU player. So heady play there by GCR.
They'll look to get it in the backcourt. Johnston is going to absorb a reach-in foul there by Stockdale.
Yeah, Stockdale got the steal a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago there. He was pressuring again. That's his first, only the team's second, so not in any jeopardy of shooting that bonus.
2.5 to go in the first. We're tied 6-6. And GCR is going to get the inbounds. And in the backcourt for Garrison Ross. Ross will walk it across the midcourt timeline here for GCR with 2:20 to go in this first quarter. Ball is loose on the floor. They're going to find DeWitt on the inside, and he's fouled and puts it up and in. DeWitt found Blake Albano, and he was able to finish. What a play.
Yeah, that was a nice pass, and that could be an issue. I think that's Jeffrey Barnes' second foul. He's one of the post players for GMU, so he could be into foul trouble here early, and it is his second, so with 2:17 to go, he's going to have to check out of the game with those two fouls.
And he's one of their bigger players on the court, so Barnes to the bench, and they bring in Anthony Westford, so they give up a little more size, and here's Albano at the line trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and he's got it. Albano now with 3 points, and that gives GCR a 9-6 lead over Gilbertsville Mount Upton with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. And here's Noah Payne at midcourt. Payne to the left side, a bounce pass here for Stockdale. Comes off a screen and will reverse to Payne, coming off a screen. They're trying to get him open any way they can. Payne to the interior, and he got whacked on the wrist as he headed into the blue paint there right below the foul line.
And it looks like it's going to be on the floor, so GMU will have the ball baseline out of bounds.
Yeah, both teams with three team fouls. That's going to be on Garrison Ross, his first, team's third. And Kyle Kuehn will check into the ball game here. Another three-point sniper for the Raiders. And they'll go to Westford. Now to Kuehn on the right side with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Now they'll go to Payne straight away. He's got Ross defending him. And Payne's going to take it inside and score. Nice move there by Noah Payne on the little drop step. Makes it 9-8. With 1:45 to go in this first quarter. Caravino on the right side. Pass to the interior. They float it in. Little up and under. Is blocked there by Payne. Ball comes right back out to Albano. And he's able to reset the offense with 90 seconds to go first quarter. DeWitt with a little pump fake. Gets into the paint. His shot off the back of the rim. Rebound. Second chance. Also no good. Caravino the third try and he scores. And that's 8 points for Caravino.
And there's those second chance opportunities that I was talking about early.
Now a steal by Johnston, but he couldn't hold on. Hot potato out of his hands, and it's going to go back here to GMU. 1:15 to go in the first. It's 11-8. We got a timeout taken with 1:15 to go here first quarter. Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury 11, GMU 8. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:15 to go here in this first quarter. 11-8 our score out of the timeout. GMU with the ball. They'll get it into Westford, and down the right side they go. Westford inside now and tried to go over to Stockdale, and he was blocked there by Caravino, who came flying over to get his mitts on that. And Payne will reset.
Hey, good job by GCR to take away that transition opportunity for the Raiders.
Payne with a bounce pass to Ruiz on the right side. And now they'll go to Noah Payne. 10 on the shot clock here. Stockdale with a straightaway shot here off the side of the rim and a rebound for GCR and Albano. Now to Jordan Johnston. 40 seconds to go first quarter. Tried to throw the ball way ahead there. Was looking for Nick Iannello. Went through his hands and out of bounds back to the Raiders. Close game as expected here between GMU and Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. And in the backcourt, they'll go to Kyle Kuehn. And across midcourt he comes. Kuehn, a little baseline drive into the right corner. Kuehn, a little up and under. Can he get the shot? No. Hit the rim three times and popped out. And going to go back to the line here for Kuehn with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, that looked like it had a chance to go in. I almost wonder how it didn't go in. It hit both sides of the rim, hit the rim again, and then kicked out.
So Kuehn will step to the line here for the Raiders of GMU. And his first shot at the line is up and good. First points here for Kuehn. Cuts it back to a two-point game here. Opening round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. Winner will get one seed Edmiston on Friday over at ECS. And the second shot for Kuehn. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Ball loose on the floor. GCR is going to pick it up, but they stepped out of bounds. So the Raiders are going to hold on to it here.
This could be a pivotal end of the first quarter here. If the Raiders can score, it would be a tie ball game.
What's your saying there, Coach?
Time, score, and situation.
That's right, time, score, and situation. So Raiders will get it in. They'll swing one around to Payne on the left side. A three is a little short, and a rebound for GCR with 20 seconds to go first quarter. GCR will bring it down on the right side as they go left to right. They're in the black uniforms with the gold trim. Chance of defense from the GMU student section. Carovino biding his time. Shot clock's off. We're down to five on the game clock. Carovino into the corner. Albano, a pump fake, steps in, hits the two as time expires. So Albano's got five, Carovino's got eight, and Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury leads Gilbertsville Mount Upton 13-9 here in boys sectional action. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. As we start the second quarter, the Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury boys lead GMU 13-9. Cody Carovino pumps in a quick 8 points for GCR in that first quarter. We're back underway. GMU with the ball here in the sectional tournament. They pass it underneath for Westford. He missed it. Ball out of bounds. Last touch there by Kewen of GMU, and it's going back to GCR. Both teams have settled it in. A nice crowd here at GMU in the 8-9 game. One of those games you kind of flip a coin. You never know who could come out with this win here tonight. Johnston down the left side for GCR. Into the corner. Looking for some options. We'll feed one back to the top of the arc. They find Carovino. Slipped through his hands, but he's able to hold on. We'll reverse it here to Shane O'Hara. And we got a whistle and a foul on GMU.
And it looks like GMU has changed their defense from the first quarter. I think it looks like a triangle in two, but it's hard to tell.
We'll get another quick look at it here as Carovino down the left side to the inside for Albano. Up off the glass, and it's good. And Albano's going to work. He's got 7 points now.
Yeah, he's been really confident over there on that left side of the court. He made that great move at the end of the quarter, a little head fake, and then he just made that move. So he seems to be comfortable over there.
Westford tries a three on the right side. Missed it for GMU as we're back in their end of the floor. Bounces back out to him. Second chance is short. And GMU's going to get a third opportunity here as Payne's able to track down a long rebound. 6:40 to go in this first quarter. Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury leading GMU 15-9. Kewen left side. Little chest pass to Stockdale. The Raiders in their home whites with the royal blue and the gold trim going right to left. Stockdale thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger. Now goes back to Kewen, and he's in right in front of the GCR bench, steps back into the corner, tries to dish one off here for Ruiz, and it got intercepted. Back up to midcourt. Somehow GCR's got a hold of this loose ball, and up off the glass, and good for Albano. Kind of a broken play, but he finishes, and GCR's up 17-9.
Yeah, that was a tough finish, too. Over two, at least two GMU defenders.
And here is Payne on the right side. He's been closely guarded by several GCR players, and then they throw it away. Johnston's going to go in for the layup and hit. Intercepted that pass, and GMU wants to talk it over. 5:53 to go in the second quarter. Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury leads GMU 19-9, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
5:53 to go in the second quarter, 19-9 our score. And Gilboa Conesville Roxbury coach just putting on a nice little run here to kind of up this lead against GMU.
Yeah, they're doing a good job defensively. They're putting pressure on some of the GMU ball handlers, and then they're really doing a nice job of getting in the passing lane. That last one there, Johnston kind of tipped it out to himself. They were putting ball pressure on Noah Payne. He went to make the pass, and Johnston got in the passing lane, passed, tipped it out to himself, and was able to finish for two.
You know, GCR lost a close one here, and we can talk more about that at halftime a couple of weeks ago, and I wondered if they're going to come in and say, we're going to devote everything we can to shutting down Noah Payne, make someone else beat us out here, and so far they've done a nice job. Payne into the paint, and he's going to try to step through, but we got a traveling violation, and it's going back to GCR.
Yeah, good help defense there that time by GCR. It really closed down the driving lanes there for GMU.
5:38 to go in the second quarter, and Gilboa Conesville Roxbury leading GMU 19-9, opening round of the sectional playoffs here for Class D, and now a steal by Payne. Swooped right in and took it out of there. Payne down the left side across midcourt, throws one into the corner for Kyle Kuehn. GMU in desperate need of a bucket. Kuehn floating in the paint, and he gets the runner to go.
Yeah, nice drive there by Kuehn. He was patient on his drive there. He didn't go too fast.
And now at midcourt, we got a whistle. GMU going for a steal, and it was a fracas there.
Yep, looks like a foul on Westford right about midcourt. Unfortunate for GMU because it looks like they were going to get possession of the ball, but it was a foul there.
5:12 to go in the second quarter, and GCR leading GMU 19-11. Caravino still with those 8 points. He's been a little more quiet since we started this second frame here. We'll see if they can get him going again. Caravino reversing it to the far side. Johnston, the three ball is in and out, and a rebound here for GMU. Skying high there with Zaid Palmateer. Outlet pass here for Kuehn. Ahead for Stockdale. Back out for Westford. He fires a three and hits Anthony Westford from downtown. And it's 19-14. GMU's back in it.
Yeah, big shot there for the Raiders by Westford.
GCR in the backcourt. GMU's showing some pressure now. And since changing defenses here, they've really kind of started to chip away. Here's Ross on the baseline. Steps in for a two. That's an air ball. And on the rebound, it got tipped and then stuck and wedged in between the glass and the rim.
But I also think that one of the officials has a foul on Caravino.
That's
what they called. I think that's his second.
Wow, maybe I didn't really see. Tough angle there for us, but he does. He picked up his second. He's going to the bench. I didn't really see anything there, Coach.
I saw the trail official opposite sideline from us said that he pushed with both hands in the back on that rebound attempt. So that's a crucial call there for GCR. Let's see if GMU can take advantage.
GCR almost with a steal on the inbounds with 4:25 to go in the second quarter. 19-14 our score. Gilboa Conesville Roxbury leading GMU.
And I think the other official is going to overrule this. It did look like it went off GMU's foot at the end, so they're going to change the call here to GCR.
Wow, going back to GCR.
We had a really good angle. It's the correct call. If we looked at instant replay, I think we'd see it. Went off of the GMU player's foot, so back to GCR.
Both teams getting a little pressure on defense, and it's paying off. Johnston to the left side on his inbounds for GCR, and he nails a three from the right corner.
Tough shot. He could have shot it right away. I think that would have been a better look. He pump fake, dribbled once to the left on that escape dribble, and then buried the three right in GMU's face.
GCR 22 and GMU 14, just when the Raiders had kind of chipped their way back into it. Now they throw it away. Westford, little miscommunication there with Payne, tossed it out of bounds, and GCR is going to get it back.
But that's one thing in these sectional games. Momentum can shift really fast.
GCR's got it in the backcourt. GMU trying to trap right around midcourt. Albano on the left side finds a pass through, and they get an easy layup out of it with Derek Brandow.
Really nice pass there by Albano.
3:45 to go in the second quarter, and GCR's pumped it back up. to a 24-14 advantage. Opening round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. The postseason is here. Here's Noah Payne on the inside. A lot of contact, no call. Couldn't get the shot off. And a steal back by GMU. GCR had stolen it. GMU gets it back, and Payne is in the right place at the right time. Banky hits him with the pass, and he scores.
Yeah, nice steal and assist there for Banky.
Noah Payne, the talented senior, is up to 7 points. Makes it 24-16. GCR back the other way. We got a foul and the bucket. Albano with the layup, and Banky hammered him from behind. It's 26-16.
Yeah, good execution there by GCR against the press. They took their time, were methodical in breaking it, and then found the diagonal pass there to Albano for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity.
You know, Coach, we mentioned earlier that GCR has good size all year. I've been talking to coaches. Boy, that Gilboa team, Gilboa-Roxbury, a lot of good size. When they start to put it together, look out, and I think they have here tonight as they get the foul shot, too. Albano's up 12 points. Makes it 27-16. GMU in a little bit of trouble here with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Kewin on the right side. Zips one through. Finds Stockdale. They need this three. It's an air ball. Far side. Saved by GMU. But it goes right to a GCR player. That's Albano. In transition, they go to the corner. DeWitt. A little baseline drive here for DeWitt. Up off the glass, and he scores.
Wow, nice drive. He came all the way from the left corner all the way to the right block and then kind of pivoted and made a nice shot there. Good move.
29-16. GCR's come to play here in this first half. On the long bus trip over here to GMU, the Delaware League versus the Tri-Valley tonight. 2.5 to go, second quarter. And they go right side. Raiders have it. And Payne out of the ball game right now, getting a little breather. They'll go to the top of the key here for Ruiz. Nice take by him, and he scores.
Yeah, nice drive there by Ruiz. Able to get that hoop there, cut the deficit here for the Raiders.
Makes it 29-18. A big 2 minutes coming here. See if GMU can chip away before the half. Turnaround shot here for GCR. Noah, rebound for Banky of GMU. Tapped out nicely there, and Banky was there to swallow it up. Left side of the floor here for Ruiz. Minute 50 to go, second quarter. Kewin's pass is deflected, and GCR's got it back. Kewin looking for a steal to save himself, but GCR's got it. They go to Ross. He just gets across half court in time. They go to Albano in the right corner. Albano, pump fake, steps in. His jumper, no, and a rebound for GMU. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. And a head now for Stockdale. Shovels one back off for Ruiz. He's in the paint. Dribbles out in a tough spot. Finds Banky. Banky's little runner. That's off the back of the rim. Ruiz with another rebound. And we got a foul underneath here on GCR. With 1:19 to go in the second quarter, Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury leading GMU 29-18. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. And we'll talk about this first half and take a look at the sectional bracket as well. It's really going to heat up later this week once we get into the next round. Out of the timeout, they go to Stockdale. Out of the inbounds play, I should say. Stockdale to the left side as GMU goes right to left. 1:10 to go, second quarter. 25 on the shot clock on this possession. GMU to the high post. A little give and go. They find Kewin in the right corner. Thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. They go to the inside here. Trying to find Kewin. Dribbled it off his leg, and GCR's got it. GCR in transition. Nice little dump off here for Kammer, and his layup rolls off the front of the rim.
That was a really nice bounce pass, though. I didn't think it was going to make it there. He didn't really look like he had a lot of space, but he found it. But difficult finish, weren't able to capitalize.
Ruiz finds Banky on the right side with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter, and they dish one off here for Palmatier high up off the glass, and he finishes. Makes it 29-20. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. GMU down 9. GCR across midcourt. They find Johnston, steps through, tosses it off the glass. No. Rebound. Stripped, and GMU's got it with 12 seconds left for the halftime break. Stockdale leaves it for Banky. We're down to 6. Palmatier in the corner for 3. No. Rebound Ruiz. Works one out. Banky back to Palmatier, and he's not going to get it off in time. All things considered, for GMU to only be down 9 right now, 29-20 at the half, they got to feel like, okay, we got a shot here.
Yeah, and they had some shots that they weren't able to knock down, and hopefully they can clean up some things on the defensive end and not allow so many second-chance opportunities. But it'll be an exciting second half.
Halftime score here in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball opening round. It is 9 seed Gilboa Conesville Roxbury with a 29-20 lead over 8 seed Gilbertsville Mount Upton. We're live here in the balcony tonight at GMU. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers.
563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Live here at Gilbertsville Mount Upton tonight. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. They're doing a special presentation here for one of the coaches at GMU, Jeff Roan. He was honored at the Delaware League Games for his work at a previous job, and they said, hey, we want to also recognize him here at GMU tonight. So that was very nice. They got a plaque for him. Longtime coach at Andes, and they were able to do a nice little extra ceremony here tonight, which is great because it's one of the biggest crowds I've seen at GMU here this season. The playoffs will do that. It always helps bring out a little bit of an extra crowd. GCR traveled very well for being, you know, about an hour and 15, maybe an hour and a half away, and they brought a whole extra bus of cheerleaders as well. So this is a great atmosphere here tonight at GMU. The winner of tonight's game will move on to Friday at 6 o'clock playing one seed Edmiston. So this is the 8-9 game. There's only 9 teams in the Section 4 Class D bracket. A lot of our brackets this year, with New York State adding a 6th classification, a lot of our brackets are a little more thin than in past years where you might have a bracket with anywhere from 12 to 16 teams. So this is the only opening round game tonight in the Section 4 Class D boys tournament. And again, the winner will take on Edmiston on Friday. The other opening round games, or I should say second round games on Friday, include 5 seed Skenevis at 4 seed Morris, 6 seed South Courtright at 3 seed Worcester, 7 seed Stanford Jefferson at 2 seed Margaretville. The other Class C games going on tonight of interest in the WCDO area, 9 seed Deposit Hancock tonight is at 8 seed Southern Cayuga. That is a monstrous trip. That's got to be 2.5 or almost 3 hours on opposite ends of Section 4. 12 seed Unitego Franklin is at 5 seed Elmira Notre Dame. 14 seed Richfield Springs ODY visits 3 seed Trumansburg. 11 seed Bainbridge Guilford is at 6 seed Cander. And 10 seed Oxford is at 7 seed Union Springs. So Coach Belden coming over to see me here at halftime on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Probably here checking out things for his Edmiston boys. So we'll take a break here, and our halftime score, GCR 29, GMU 20 on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Both teams back out on the floor warming up here, so we'll hold it for one more minute or so here before we take one more break on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Gilboa Roxbury boys leading Gilbert Swimmont up in 29-20 here at the half. Winner moves on to the second round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. The winner will be playing baseball or running track. It's that time of year. You win or you go home. GMU's squeezing out just enough points to be the host here tonight. And so they get to host Gilboa Conesville Roxbury. A long trip here for GCR, but they really came out to play. And they are two quarters away from moving on to the second round and a date with Edmiston. That was nice. Coach Belden from Edmiston came over, said, I'm here scouting, just wanted to say hello. So always good to see him. I'm sure Edmiston will be prepared as the Tri-Valley champs for whoever they get in the second round. We'll take one last quick break, and when we come back, we'll get you set for the third quarter here on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We start the third quarter. GMU threw it in, and GCR got an immediate steal. It went out of bounds, and then GCR will get it back. And so now GCR going right to left on your radio dial. Here's Jordan Johnston, and his shot is off the mark, and a rebound for Jeffrey Barnes. So we didn't see much there in the first half because he was in some foul trouble. So GMU's got all five starters back out on the floor now. They trail by nine to start the second half. Here's Kyle Kuehn in the corner for three. It's a little too strong. Rebound Jeffrey Barnes, and it's intercepted. He tried to pump it back to the interior, and Caravina was there. Coach Bonds, welcome back.
Oh, thanks.
You are a busy man here tonight.
People down below in the crowd there said, I have too many jobs.
Well, we're lucky that you'll spend a little time with us. Here's Albano on the inside at the left low block. No, Barnes with a rebound. And an outlet pass here to Kuehn. Kuehn across the midcourt timeline. Finds Banky, directing traffic. Banky at the top of the key. They'll go to the left elbow as GMU in the white uniforms with the royal blue and the gold trim going left to right. Here's Payne. And he'll get his shot blocked, but the rebound goes to Ruiz. He had an easy layup opportunity there, just kind of missed it. And GCR a rebound. They're in the black uniforms with the gold trim. Caravino to the left side. Pulls it down. Leaves one off here for Jordan Johnston. In the paint, the floater, no, and Payne with another rebound here for GMU.
This looks almost reminiscent of the first half where both teams struggled offensively for the first couple minutes.
Yeah, very true. Both teams kind of got off to a cold start, and then GCR exploded a little bit. GMU made a run, and then GCR finished off the half nicely, but here's GMU. Barnes with the layup, and he was fouled, so Jeffrey's going to head to the line here.
Oh, that's big. Going to have an opportunity to cut more into the deficit here.
And they need his size out on the court, too. Helps them match up a little better on the rebounding side of things.
Yeah, especially at the defensive end.
Barnes looking for the old-fashioned three-point play here as he settles in. And his shot at the line is off the back of the rim and no good. And GCR's got a rebound. So it's 29-22. The Raiders hanging around here on their home floor against GCR. Caravino will leave one off here for Blake Albano. He's got 12 points. That's a game high so far. Now a steal by GMU. Banky got his mitts on it. And he'll bring it down the right side as GMU goes left to right. Banky with a chest pass. Finds Payne for three, and Noah's got it. Noah's up to 10, and GMU cuts it to 29-25 early here in the third quarter. GCR on the baseline, up off the glass. No, rattled in and out. Good look there for John DeWitt. Missed it, and now we got a foul. GMU got the rebound, threw it away, and then they foul as Jordan Johnston came down with a steal.
Boy, that's the second one tonight down at that hoop that looks like it's been about 85% of the way in and then just spun out.
Coach, I don't know. I've seen some wacky things in this gym in sectional play over the years. And I don't know. Sometimes I feel like there's some spirits in here doing something. I don't know.
Some ghosts?
Some ghosts or something. Seen some wacky things over the years, especially in the playoffs. Pass to the interior here for GCR. This one popped free. DeWitt trying to go up and under, and he's blocked there, but we got a foul here on GMU on Palmateer.
Good patience there on that drive. He got into the baseline. He could have gone right up with it, but he thought he was going to be contested. He jump-stopped, gave a little head and shoulder fake, got himself an opportunity to get the foul and a chance for and one. Wasn't able to finish, but earned the trip to the line.
Can't get the first foul shot to go. It's John DeWitt, the senior, at the line here for GCR. Part of a big starting five size-wise that helps out. And he's able to get the second one. It was one out of two.
And the deficit was nine at the half, right? 29-20?
Correct.
So GMU's cut into it a little bit. GCR ahead by five.
30-25, 5.5 to go here in the third. Raiders trying to get the most out of every possession as they go left to right. Here's Kewin back up near midcourt. He's able to get off of his man, fire up a three here, and it bounces off the right side of the rim. Rebound comes down. Kewin is able to dive for it in the corner. Out of bounds going back to GCR.
Good hustle. Both teams are really leaving it all out there on the floor.
Yeah, that was a nice possession there. Both teams fighting hard for it. And so here is Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury in the backcourt. Garavino near midcourt, floats one ahead for Garrison Ross. Ross back to Garavino, who scored 8 quick points out of the gate and then has been quiet on the scoreboard ever since. He finds Johnston on the right side. That's in and out. A rebound, though, for Albano. He rips it down. And a bounce pass back to Garavino so they can reset. Finds a streaking DeWitt, and he's blocked by Palmateer on the interior. A big-time rejection. And here's Payne across midcourt. Noah into the paint, picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Feeds Banky. A left-side three for Banky is a little too strong. And off the miss, back the other way here for GCR. They'll pull it out. Passing to the interior. They find Ross. Back out, Albano in the paint. Up off the glass. No, rebound for Payne. GCR's gone cold. 4:15 to go in the third. Payne to the left side. Dribbles back up near midcourt. Lost the handle for a second. But he's got Johnston right in his chest. Johnston going for a steal. Payne's able to get away from it. Johnston blocked him from behind, but we're going to get a three-point foul shot opportunity here. Johnston came streaking back into the play, but they say got a piece of him.
He's going to say only two, it looks like. Yeah, only two. He must have thought he had a foot on the line. But the floor official's saying three.
Oh, they're going to get together and talk about this one here.
So they're going to do three shots.
Okay.
One official kind of said, hey, I had a better angle at it. He was behind the line. So we're going to have three shots here.
And so Payne, big trip to the line, hits the first. Payne is into double figures with 11 points. He's got the team high for GMU. And Blake Albano's got 12 to lead GCR. A little confusion on the substitution here.
Well, I think one of the GMU players has maybe a bloody nose, so he was trying to get some assistance while they were shooting free throws, and they subbed, and the one official really wanted to make sure he was off the court. So it looks like everything's taken care of.
Looks like Kewin's got that bloody nose. Appears to be okay as Payne hits the second one, and everybody was confused here that we're going to do one more shot. So Payne's got 12. Everybody kind of started sprinting back down the floor.
That happens. Usually you only shoot two. Very rare you get three.
And another one here for Payne is good. Payne's up to 13, and it's 30-28 with 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. GCR throws it away. Some pressure applied there by GMU. Garavino tried to float it, and out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, another turnover, another opportunity here for GMU to cut into that lead.
GMU was down double figures, but they've chipped their way back into it with 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Payne up near midcourt. Will dish one to Ruiz on the near side to Palmateer. Good ball movement here by GMU. We got a reach-in foul here on Ionello of GCR.
Those fouls are starting to mount up for GCR. They're up to three with about 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
And you know, Coach, they've kind of let the hand-checking go for most of the game both ways. Maybe they're going to lock down a little bit now here. We'll see. That was something I didn't expect them to call there. And then a backcourt violation here on GMU. Just kind of falling asleep on the inbounds.
Yeah, he caught the ball in the front court. All 3 points, the ball and both feet were in the front court. And then he kind of lost his balance, and he stepped with 1 foot into the backcourt. If he had just gone all the way into the backcourt, he'd have been okay. But as soon as he established himself, all 3 points, both feet and the ball in the front court, he couldn't go in the backcourt at all.
And so GCR's got it going right to left. They go to Ross to the high post. They find Albano. He gets tied up, and we got a foul underneath. Going to be on the floor with 3:35 to go third quarter. GMU's back in this game. It's Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury 30, GMU 28.
Yeah, only 1 point for GCR in this quarter.
And they've kind of gone cold coming out of the locker room. Caravino feeds it to Johnston in the right corner, and it's well short on that three. Rebound for Noah Payne. Payne in transition. Oh, and his pass goes off the foot of Palmateer and sails out of bounds. GMU looked a little in a rush there. Maybe he could have slowed it down. Easy for me to say up here in the balcony. With 3:25 to go in the third, Caravino in the backcourt. Ahead for Ross. It's tapped out of bounds. Good defense there by Coda Stockdale.
Everything looks a little different up here in the balcony.
It does. Great spot for us. Not many gyms in the area where we can have an up-high seat like this. Always fun for me. Albano underneath. As GCR gets it in, they go to Caravino. No, finally the third chance. Yes, must be the Ghosts let that one go in as Caravino's got 10.
But there's that second chance opportunity, third chance opportunity that we talked about in the first half. The Raiders have to do a better job of cleaning up that defensive glass.
32-28 with 2:55 to go in the thirds. And here's GMU. They got it with Banky. And he goes to Ruiz, back out to Stockdale. Coming up on five on the shot clock, Ruiz in a tough spot. Goes back out to Stockdale. He's going to have to toss up a three. Does a good job and tries to bank it. It won't go. Well, that almost fell. And then we got a traveling violation on GCR. Stockdale kept his head, stayed with the play, and Caravino, he made him travel.
Yeah, give Stockdale credit there. He could have easily run back and, you know, hung his head because he missed that shot there at the end of the shot clock. He did a great job just to get it off. I didn't think he was going to have a good shot attempt. Like you said, it almost went in, but he stuck with it, played defense, got that turnover.
Stockdale steps in for another one. This hits off the side of the rim, and GMU can't get to the rebound, and it's going to go back here to GCR. With 2.5 to go in the third, this is shaping up to be a fun one down the stretch in a 32-28 ball game. GCR's got it on the baseline. Little give and go with Ross to Caravino. Back down the left side. Feeds one to Johnston in the corner. Pump fake. Johnston off the glass. No. Buckles there. Albano's got a rebound. Fighting for it in the blue paint. It's on the floor. And GMU comes out of there with it. And here's Noah Payne in the backcourt.
Give credit to Peyton Banky on that. He was down there on the floor wrestling for that ball in the paint.
And he's not the biggest guy in the world, so. And now a reach-in foul here on GCR. GMU has almost climbed out of this hole. They were down double figures, down 9.5. Now trailing 32-28. They've had it as close as two. Late here in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight here by Greg Bonskowski. Also tonight here on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. We also have our game audio archive completely updated. And so you can go back and listen to those games anytime, courtesy of SFCU. 1:50 to go here in the third. And a nice move by Banky inside, and it's good. Oh, the nice fake, and he's able to make the kiss off the glass to finish it.
Yeah, very nice move.
Makes it 32-30. Garrison Ross in transition. Zips one out, finds John DeWitt, and his jumper is good in the paint. DeWitt's up to 5 points.
That shot looked like it hit the bottom of the rim and spun up and went in. if you showed an instant replay of those, one from the first half, that one earlier, and that one, I would say that one didn't go in, and it's the only one of the three that went in.
34-30, and GMU trying to answer, and they do with Stockdale, a straightaway three, and he hits it. He's got 6 points, makes it 34-33. GMU trailing by a point with a minute to go here in the third, and now a block by the Raiders. Paul Mateer got it, ahead for Banky. Running the floor, they find Paul Mateer, and he hits it from an impossible angle, and GMU's got the lead. Speaking of shots, I don't know how he got that to go in, Coach. Makes it 35-34. Now GCR brings it back down the right side. We got a reach-in foul.
Yeah, I'm not sure how he got that one in either. It looked like it was going to be blocked.
Yeah.
And then it looked like he was in an awkward spot, but he got it up there and in the hoop.
They were kind of running fast in transition, and it went to the right low block, and looked like he had no angle. He just kind of tossed it up, and in it went.
Goes in the book as a swish.
GCR's got it in the corner. Caravino, the big man, tries to hit the three. It won't go. Rebound by John DeWitt of GCR. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Caravino again. Rips it down. They reverse it far side. Into the corner now for John DeWitt. DeWitt bang into the interior. 15 on the shot clock, 25 on the game clock. Jordan Johnston off the glass, and it's good for GCR.
Yeah, nice patient move there. Jump stop. Went up strong.
And GCR's got the lead. 36-35. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Noah Payne to the interior. Works one out for Banky, and we got to travel. Shuffled his feet. With 10 seconds to go here in the third, GCR is going to get it back. And either way, GMU's got to be happy with this effort in the third quarter. And here's DeWitt at midcourt, stepping through. DeWitt shots off the front of the rim. 5 seconds left. GMU's got a chance here late in the third. Payne in transition. He's blocked there by Jordan Johnston, and time expires. Or do we have a foul? I don't see if they're going to call anything here. They're going to put some time back on the clock? I'm not sure. It would be the end of the third quarter. Noah Payne was trying to take it to the rim. Johnston, it looked like, maybe got a clean block on him.
That was a very nice block. I don't think they're discussing a foul. I think they're discussing if there's time left.
And so Payne went out of bounds with that ball. And, yeah, they're seeing if they can put some time back on the clock here, potentially. One of the officials going over talking to the scorers table, so we'll keep it right here. In a one-point game near the end of the third quarter here. And on the baseline, I think they're going to say that's the end of the third, or is there a timeout?
I think they're going to put some time on the clock, because you wouldn't call a timeout if it was the end of the quarter.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, 0.4. We'll keep it right here. Somebody called the 30-second timeout.
Yep, GCR called the 30-second timeout.
And so they called the timeout. And they just let that half a second burn off the clock. I don't know if they're going to try to put it up again.
Yeah, they will.
All right, they did put it back
now,
up.
I don't believe you can catch and shoot with .4. I think it has to be a tip.
Well, we'll see what GMU dials up here in that little 30-second timeout.
I think it's .5 to catch and shoot, so I think it has to be a tip.
And it is just the third quarter, folks, so don't worry too much. Banky gets it in. That's going to do it. Tried to go low with it, and GCR intercepted it. Three quarters in the books. GCR 36, GMU 35. Going to be a good finish here in the opening round of the sectional tournament on CDO. We'll be back.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amsterdam is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school
school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. GCR with the ball down the right side of the floor in a 36-35 ball game. GCR leading Gilbert Chilmount Upton here on the road. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going back to the Raiders. Looks like last touched by the black and gold of GCR. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We're in the balcony here at GMU. Opening round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. Here's Peyton Banky. A little miscommunication there, and he threw it away. Looking for Ruiz.
I thought Ruiz was coming to set a screen, and Banky thought he was flashing to get the ball, so just a little miscommunication.
And so GCR's got it across midcourt. And they're going right to left. Here's Johnston in the paint. Kicks one out for Garrison Ross. A three for Garrison Ross is up and good.
Give credit to Johnston there. He drew the defense and then kicked it out. He drove the lane and kicked that out. Inside out threes. Those are good shots.
Makes it 39-35. Here early in the fourth quarter. GCR on top. Stockdale with a little floater. No. Palmateer, Westford with a rebound, I should say. Lost control of it. GCR's got it back. DeWitt. Off the glass, no. Too strong. Got his own rebound. DeWitt, pump fake. Now works one back out. Albano, he steps in. Little crossover, intercepted by Banky. There comes Peyton Banky, ahead for Noah Payne. Off the glass for Payne, no. Kind of took a weird bounce. And Caravino's got a rebound with 6:15 to go in the fourth. Gilboa, Conesville, Roxbury leading Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, 39-35. Here's Caravino in the paint. And we got a block here on Westford. And GCR looking a little more aggressive again here.
Yeah, they look like they picked up the pace a little bit here to start the fourth quarter.
And this will send Cody Caravino to the line, the sophomore, with 10 points.
They're also relentless on that offensive glass when they're down there. They just seem to want that ball.
So here is Caravino stepping in, and his first shot at the line is up and good. And Caravino's got 11. That makes it 40-35, so what was a one-point lead is ballooned back up here for GCR. Ross with that three, and then a foul shot by Caravino, and he's looking to add to it here.
And I do believe GMU did have the lead in that third quarter. I think they were up one at one point.
Yeah. And Caravino goes two out of two. Yeah, they climbed all the way back in. Caravino's got 12, Albano's got 12. And it's 41-35. GMU's got their work cut out for them again. Banky directing traffic, and almost a steal here by Ross, who's been closely guarding Noah Payne for the last probably 5 to 6 minutes. They try to go to the interior for Jeffrey Barnes. It's loose, but Payne's got it, and then a reach-in foul here on Barnes. And GMU a little frustrated with 5:45 to go here in the fourth, and that's four fouls on Barnes.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fault them. That's just a good hustle play, and there happened to be a GCR person in the way. He kind of bumped him. It was a foul, and you never fault a kid for playing hard, and that certainly is what Jeffrey Barnes does nonstop. Hard-nosed player out there.
That is very true. Five and a half to go in the fourth. Caravino on the baseline. They left him open, and he buries it. He's got 14, and GCR has ballooned this lead back up to 43-35. Banky into the corner now. Trying to get it back to Noah Payne. Comes off a screen. Payne to the interior. Got the shot to go, but he was fouled first right around the left low block.
And that'll be baseline out here for the Raiders.
Noah Payne, one of the seniors on this team, trying to extend his season another few days. They'll work it into Kuehn. Now to Banky. And back to Kuehn. He wants that three, and it's too strong on the left side. And Caravino tries the home run pass, and it's through the hands there of DeWitt and out of bounds.
Boy, he was open. That it was a difficult pass. It would have been a difficult catch. I don't know about the risk-reward there in that situation. Up eight with the ball. I bet you if you talk to GCR, they'll say, hey, we'd like to have a better possession than that in that situation.
Yeah, at this point, they're in control and could work a little clock. Ball out of bounds, going to stay here with GMU. Boy, they are really hounding Noah Payne over the last few possessions, switching different defenders on him. I'm assuming just to keep somebody fresh. And now GMU down 43-35. Opening round of the sectional tournament, winner will take on one seed Edmiston at ECS on Friday. And a steal by Johnston on the inbounds, and he's in for the layup, and Johnston hits it. He's got nine.
I think that's the second steal he's had tonight that's turned into that two points. He had one early in the first half, had one there. That was a big play. Leads back up to 10.
45-35. GCR is on top. Just under 5 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back out of the timeout. The GMU boys had the lead at one point in the third quarter, had clawed back into this ball game, but now they find themselves down 10. And out of the timeout, a missed shot here by Kyle Kuehn. It's 45-35. Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury on the road is the 9 seed, trying to take down the 8 seed GMU. Caravino, left side, and into the corner. Chance of defense from this GMU crowd. Now to Johnston, who's been hot here in this second half. And a steal finally by GMU, but taken right back by Johnston. Well, a game of hot potato as Caravino, who's come back to life here offensively, steps back for a three and almost hits it. Bounces off the backside of the rim. Rebound for GMU. Ahead now for Noah Payne. Little hesitation. Payne into the paint, works one back out. Stockdale for three, and that's a big three for Coda Stockdale. And he's got 9 points to make it 45-38 with 3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. And now a foul on GMU.
Yeah, they were trying to dial up the pressure there defensively. They had their full court press on, and the defender just had two hands. That's automatic for the officials.
Time starting to get thin here for the GMU boys with 3:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Caravino into the right corner for GCR. Gets a little give and go with Ionello. Back out to him. 25 on the shot clock. They find Johnston for three. Yes, for Jordan Johnston, and he's up to 12. Timeout taken. Or at least the officials are going to go over and say something.
He got a warning on GCR for touching the ball after it went through the basket. So they made the hoop, and then Gilboa Conesville-Roxbury grabbed the ball and kind of threw it. That's considered the delay of game warning. So the officials report that to the table. If it happens again, it's automatic technical foul, and GMU would shoot.
You do see that more and more this year. I think they've really cracked down on it.
I think it's probably a point of emphasis.
3.5 to go here in the fourth, and GCR leads GMU 48-38. And Stockdale at midcourt. Will feed one for Kuehn off of a screen. Kuehn over to Palmateer. His shot is too strong. Barnes with a rebound. That's short. And Albano's got a rebound. Ahead for DeWitt. Numbers if they can hurry. Zips one over for Ionello. Punches one back out for Caravino. Caravino swings it across into the corner now for DeWitt. Baseline drive DeWitt. Pull-up jumper for him. Rolls off the rim. GMU's got a rebound. 2:55 left. Opening round of the sectional tournament. The GMU boys find themselves down 48-38 here on their home floor. It was a one-point game not that long ago, but GCR's really turned up the heat. A little give and go here with Barnes to the interior, and we got to travel. GMU can't catch a break right now.
That was a good execution of a pick and roll. Had the little pocket pass, but not able to finish. See if they can get a turnover.
GCR in the backcourt. They break the pressure. DeWitt dumps one off, looking for Albano. A little baseline drive for him, trying to get some room, and he travels. Shuffled his feet. It's back to GMU.
Yeah, back-to-back turnovers here. The pressure is getting to him a little bit.
Stay tuned for the postgame show after this. Coming up, we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We're going to have a timeout right now. GCR wants to talk it over. They lead 48-38 with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. The GCR boys pushed the lead over GMU to 48-38 with 2:30 to go here live at Gilbert Somon Upton tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We got Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios down in Sydney. This is the only game in the Class D bracket tonight and one of the only games closest to home. In terms of all the Class C boys had long, long trips out into IAC country.
Yeah, and B and A, I don't think any of them were
everybody's
scheduled to
off.
Play because there's so few teams in the bracket.
Yep, the C games were really the biggest bracket of the night, but a lot of them were out, you know, Trumansburg, Southern Cayuga, etc. And GMU lost it, and then they foul Westford with a reach-in here on GCR's John DeWitt.
And that'll be the team's fourth. So,
yeah, GMU with four team fouls and GCR with one. And so GCR going to have it on the far side, right wing, as they go right to left in the black with the gold trim. Winner of this will move on to take on one seed Edmiston on Friday. Only nine teams in this boys' bracket. This is the 8-9 game. And we're 2:21 away from deciding who will move on to take on Edmiston in that second round. And boy, some of those second round games have some great matchups. If you're looking to go out and watch some basketball on Friday. Caravino to the left side. A little baseline here for Cody Caravino. Zips one across. And a jumper here off the back of the rim for Albano. Rips it down. John DeWitt. Great job.
Boy, DeWitt has been a monster on the offensive glass for GCR.
And back out Caravino, willing to just take some time here. Caravino dancing with the ball on a string, back up near midcourt. And he'll zip one back over to Johnston, who's had a big second half, to Iannello. Caravino pump fakes on a three, into the corner for Johnston, and his three's off the front of the rim, rebound Banky. 1:40 left, GMU's got work to do. Banky to Kewin. Banky's going to step in, thought about a three, thinks better of it, goes to Barnes. His jumper, no. Second chance for Barnes, and he's fouled. Couldn't get that shot off in time, but he did get hit on the wrist with 1.5 minutes to go, and GMU down 48-38.
And this is a positive for GMU because they have an opportunity to put some points on the board with the clock stopped. Also, if they can make these free throws, it gives them a chance to set up their defense, a little full court press.
So Barnes with some big foul shots coming here for GMU, and his first shot is off the front of the rim.
Just a little short. This one's the important one. You make this one, you can set up your press.
So the second shot coming here for Barnes. GCR trying to put the icing on the cake, which would be a big road win for them tonight. Barnes gets the second one, though. Sets it up, so he's got 3 points. And it's 48-39 with 1:25 to go. GCR across midcourt. They feed one down low. Albano, and it's blocked. And GMU's got it back, but they throw it away. Oh, they tried a quick outlet pass, and DeWitt was right there to steal it for GCR.
GCR had helped them because they took a quick shot. Now they're going to run the clock a little bit.
Here's Ross, and finally GMU fouls with 1:06 left. And this is going to send GCR to the line now, five team fouls, and Garrison Ross will step in.
And something to note here, positive, I mean, GMU is a pretty young team. You look out on the court right now, there's not one senior out there. You got two freshmen, two juniors and a sophomore. So,
yeah, future is bright. Noah Payne coming back in. I mean, kudos to head coach Buddy French in his first year. He's really steered the ship in a positive direction. Second shot here for Ross is up and good. So Ross goes one out of two. He's got 4 points. Makes it 49-39 with a minute to go. Noah Payne in his senior season, perhaps capping off his career here tonight. The three won't go for Banky in the corner. And GCR can bring it down the left side. 45 seconds left. 48, I should say, and we got a foul. It's going to send GCR back to the line, and it looks like GMU might just come up a little bit short here tonight on their home floor. A great effort to get back in this game, but just too much GCR with some good shooting and a couple of hot streaks.
And this time of year, it's always hard because you have the seniors who this is their last game, and they want to leave it all out there on the floor, and then you have the younger kids. This is a positive for them as they're gaining experience to build upon for the next season or the next coming season.
And DeWitt goes 2 out of 2. He's got 7. Makes it 51-39. 45 seconds left. Payne across midcourt. Fires up a 3. No, off the back of the rim. Rebounded here by DeWitt. Taken back here by GMU with a steal. 35 seconds left. Payne to the left side finds Kewen. He's going to have to fire. It's short. Palmateer another rebound. His turnaround shot. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Johnston with a rebound. And he'll get it out of harm's way to Caravino. Caravino to the far side is fouled by Noah Payne with 21 seconds left. And Noah Payne's going to cap a nice GMU career here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, he's really shown a lot of improvement over the years and really developed his game. He's become a force here in the Tri-Valley during his senior season.
51-39, I know how much this means to him. It's a tough way to go. Caravino at the line. And his first shot is up and good.
He's also a standout track and field athlete, so he will have that to look forward to in the spring.
I was going
to
say, I'm sure he'll be out running tomorrow if there is no basketball practice, and it looks like that could be the case here with 21 seconds left, and GCR trying to extract some revenge from a loss earlier in the season to GMU. Caravino goes 1 out of 2. Rebound for GMU. And back across midcourt comes Kyle Kewen. But again, the future is bright for this GMU team. Kewen takes it to the rim and scores here for GMU. Kewen with 5 points tonight. 5 seconds left. GCR going to walk this one out. 52-41 going to be our final. And the GCR boys, the 9 seed, has come in and taken down 8 seed GMU. Again, 52-41. The end of a career here for Noah Payne. GCR lives to fight another day. They'll move on to take on 1 seed Edmiston on Friday. Post-game show coming up. Coach and I will break this down and hand out our 3 awards when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time here to GMU. Our final score, 9-seed Gilboa Conesville Roxbury defeating 8-seed Gilbertsville Mount Upton 52-41 in the opening round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. And GCR will move on to take on Edmiston, the top seed, on Friday night over at ECS. Scoring summary here first for the winners tonight, Gilboa Conesville Roxbury 15. That's a game high for Cody Caravino. 12 apiece for Jordan Johnston and Blake Albano. 7 for John DeWitt, 4 for Garrison Ross, and 2 for Derek Brandow. On the other side for GMU, they finished their season tonight. Noah Payne with 13 points. That's a team high. Coda Stockdale with 9. Pretty balanced from there. 4 for Zaid Palmateer, 3 for Anthony Westford, 5 for Kyle Kewen, and then 3 for Jeffrey Barnes, 2 for Peyton Banky here tonight. So Coach and I are going to get into our three awards. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Well, we could go with Cody Caravino tonight, the 15 points. He's our game high. Did a little bit of everything. Probably could consider him an all-purpose player, too, but Caravino for the Outstanding Offense.
Yeah, he really came out, I thought, tonight aggressively on the offensive end. And I thought that he really looked to attack the basket. He had those 8 quick points in the first half. Unfortunately, he got into foul trouble that had him sit for a little bit. But he made some big baskets there late, and especially in the second half to kind of, when GMU had clawed back in, he got some big baskets that kind of extended the lead for GCR.
Next up, we'll have our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Well, what are your thoughts here, Coach?
Do you have your rosters in front of you?
Yes, I do. I think I know where you're going to go with this, but we'll see.
I think we should give that to number 2 from Gilboa Conesville Roxbury, Jordan Johnson.
I like that, yes.
He had 12 points. He played some good, solid defense. But there were 2 key of his 12 points there. 4 of them came on getting in the passing lane, tipping the ball out front, and scoring. And they were at critical times when GMU had either closed the lead or had taken the lead and was able to allow GCR to get the lead back or to extend it. I thought his game tonight was really one of the pivotal factors that helped GCR win.
And we'll give out one more award for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. For GMU tonight, Coach, what are you thinking?
Wow, you're putting
you on the spot here. I mean, the obvious choice, probably Noah Payne, but anybody else stick out to you?
I thought there were a lot of contributions from a lot of players on GMU tonight. I was impressed with some of their younger players, some of the ninth graders and 10th graders who contributed, and this was their first opportunity to play in a sectional game. But I think if we're going to go with the performances tonight and over the course of the season, you got to go with senior Noah Payne. He finished a stellar career tonight. I know it's not the way that he wanted it to go, but I thought he played unselfishly tonight. I thought he moved the ball. I thought he tried to get his teammates involved. But unfortunately, it just wasn't their night tonight here at GMU.
I'd like to go Noah Payne. I think that's great, kind of a body of work. And this is the first GMU game we've gotten to do on the radio this year, so nice to give Noah that All-Purpose Player Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands. Well, Coach, that'll do it. Good to be in the balcony here. I appreciate you setting me up.
Yeah, it's always nice to have you at your alma mater. And you know, for those listeners out there that don't know a lot about Mr. Nate Lull, he's not sitting very far from the Gilbertsville Mount Upton track and field record board. And if I take a look at the 3,200-meter run under boys, it says Nate Lull.
Someone needs to beat that thing. I think Noah Payne needs to stop pretending he's a sprinter and just go out there and, and beat that record. So I'm flabbergasted it's still up there after all these years. But it's nice. I like it. So there's a few others that I had up there that are now gone. So well, that's okay.
Maybe that one's supposed to be up there.
Hey, that's a special one. And I think we're going to talk about it at some point on the podcast. There's a deeper meaning to that school record beyond just me. It's a bigger story. So we'll talk about that sometime on the Nate Law podcast. So
yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Because I know the story, and it's a pretty special one.
That's one that I'm hoping maybe we could work on it this summer. We started working on it a little bit last summer, but it's got to be one that comes together right place, right time. So
yeah, it's important that that story be told, and it's important that it be done in the correct way. And
agreed.
I don't think that there's anybody better to do that other than you.
Well, that's the hope. I'm looking forward to doing that one for sure. So another basketball season in the books here at GMU, but we will have some games for you coming up. We'll decide after tonight. We'll have a better idea of what Friday brings. We kind of had to get through some of these first-round games, especially on the Class C side. The opening round of the girls' tournament is tomorrow, kind of in the same boat as the boys. There's only one Class D girls' game tomorrow. There are some C games locally, so if you're looking to get out, you can do that. The next time we'll be on the air will be on Friday, so you can listen to WCDO and find out our schedule. You can also go to natelaw.com anytime and click on Nate's radio schedule. We'll have what game we're going to do on Friday, probably up there by later tonight. So we'll let you know. And if you can be with me, Coach, great. If not, we'll be somewhere with someone on Friday night. So
absolutely.
Big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back at the WCDO studios. Final score here again. GMU boys conclude their season with a 52-41 loss to Gilboa Conesville Roxbury in the 8-9 game in the opening round of the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Tournament. For Greg Boskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Friday on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's been a long time since I've seen the colors of the sunrise, baking at the dawn. It's